two stories of shit you will not believe. I've got one coming from somebody that I know, and I won't say their name, and another one that I was just super interested in. So I'm going to just put two together, and you guys can have fun with it.
They're coming to get you.
Power of Christ.
This is
me.
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning back in. Zach, how are you doing before I even get off on my little rant here?
Well, you know, Matt, I'm really glad you asked because I'm overworked, underpaid. My dog almost died. I've got children that won't listen to me and just want money.
America! Fuck yeah! Fuck
yeah. All right, I'm good. Things are normal around here. Let's put it that way. It's not chaos. It's not normal. So how are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. The story that I wanted to do this week wasn't able to because my sister couldn't be here with me to do it, and it's not going to be as fun unless she is, so it right. Either will be an actual episode or it might be a subscriber episode, because Zach, take it away on that stuff.
Oh, you mean, are we calling this the Hellfire Club? Are we going to do
yes, I think the Hellfire okay. Club.
So in case you don't know.
Because that logo is badass.
Okay. We started doing some bonus episodes for you guys, probably two a month. And we're just going to do, you know, some stuff that may or may not fit within the realm of what we do here on Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. You know, we kind of stick to the serial killers and, you know, all that good stuff. But we're going to kind of delve off into some other areas that may not be part of our normal repertoire. So
there you go.
If you're interested in getting some more content, everybody loves content, right?
Can't get enough.
Give me my things, man. Anyway, you can go to the episode description, and usually the link is at the very top of the episode description where you can sign up.
And let's be honest, how much does it cost?
It's $1.99 a month. And it also gives you access to like the first whole season, because Spotify's only letting us do so many episodes, so basically
we can't keep season is over, that big of a catalog kind
correct
of
thing, yeah, so you have to like archive it, so like the first 52 episodes you can go back and re-listen to those too. So
for $1.50 a month,
$1.99
a month, $2 a yeah. month, that's not cheap. It's a deal.
It's cheaper than Starbucks coffee.
I'm saying it's not cheap because you're not paying for crap. I mean, you're actually paying $2 for
I don't know about that, shit. Matt, really.
Some of the earlier ones. Talking. Some. All right. So I'm going to start this off. I'm not going to get into my story yet because my story is going to be fairly short. I thought it was going to be more fun than what it was. Sorry, but
oh, so you pulled a Jersey Devil.
I definitely pulled a Jersey Devil. Only fucking I won't be throwing 17 pages behind me because I don't have that many. But
okay, for those that don't know, that's one of the very first episodes we did where I researched yes. the Jersey Devil, found out that it's all just a fucking
almanac
beef. Yeah. You don't fuck with
and Ben Franklin won.
Yeah, Ben Franklin is the devil. So
if you want to
check that out, it's on the bonus material now. So,
but no, I had a, I'm not going to say names. Someone I'm super close with will send me a message saying, hey, my son's seen this thing and he wants you to draw it.
I'm like,
okay, fair enough. I'm not a crime sketcher or anything.
But are you? But you know your name is Simon, and you like to do drawings.
Okay, fair enough. She's like, she just knows I can draw. And her son's seen this thing. And he said he was out fishing, like back behind where they live, right? So he's just out back fishing. And he sees this thing because he said it. And I even talked to him, and he's 8 years old. Some shit like
that. Oh, wow.
Around okay. that age. Okay, I'm not going to put any pinpoints on anything. Around that age. But he said he felt like somebody, because I talked to him on the phone. He said he felt like somebody was looking at him. And then the next thing he knows, he looks over and he sees this thing come walking out of the woods and just stand across the pond from him.
What the fuck
did you say? Nah, just stand across the pond from him. And then he said it knelt down, like put its knees up by its chest and just laid its arms there and just looked at him. And he said he couldn't move for a while. Like he was like, I didn't know what to do. So he just turned around and ran.
Oh yeah. That's what I'd do too. I don't think I would have like thought about it that long. I think I would have been like, fuck this shit.
Yeah. Out. So, yeah. But when I asked him about the description of it, he said it looked a lot like from Harry and the Hendersons. He said his face didn't have any hair on it, but he did say there was a lot of lines underneath its eyes. Like
wrinkle lines?
Baboon? That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Wrinkles? Like a baboon? But then I asked him, I was like, well, how long were its arms? I was like, was it hanging down to his knees? He goes, no, they were about at his waist. But he also said it came out with his arms. And this is only for people that are watching, because it was like his arms were like protruding out a little bit and then just hanging down. And then he just kind of crouched there.
Where, wait, so how close is this to where you're at?
About a half an hour away.
Okay. How close is this to where Dylan's house is?
Closer. A little bit closer.
Okay.
A little bit closer. But this is one of those things where it was like this kid knows. He goes hunting with his dad. He knows what every animal around here looks like. He's not gonna mistake a bobcat, because there are bobcats here. Yeah. He's not gonna mistake that's not a mountain lion. That's because we don't have those. I mean, every once in a while, people see them.
Like in the back of the car. Yeah. Here's your flipping driver's test.
Okay. It's like whatever this thing was. He went from sleeping in his bed all night by himself to sleeping with his mom and dad overnight for like a few months after he seen this thing. And then he sent me a picture of what he thought it looked like. So I get this little kid's rendering of, you know, what this thing looked like. But this happened in January. And I was just like, well, you ain't not gonna find any footprints. It was frozen. You know?
Right.
Right. But he said, dude, I'm telling you, it's happening more and more and more.
Around there.
Wow. Yeah. And that's a little kid telling you that. And it's not a little kid that came from a city or something and seen a fucking cow.
Right.
This kid's lived here. Right. He grew up here. He knows everything.
he's rural.
His dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even his dad put a pistol in his waistband when he went out to go get his fish and stuff, because he just left it there on the bank. Wow. His dad believed him that much that he was just like, nah. He's like, all right, I'll go get your fish and stuff. But ever since then, he won't go back out there. He doesn't want to go fishing. He doesn't want to go near the pond. He don't want anything to do with it. And that sucks.
Shame. Yeah, that's a damn shame. Man.
So I'm sitting here trying to figure out, I'm like, you know, mom and dad, they seen that thing along the highway that they was driving down in Georgia.
Right.
And it didn't do anything, but it was crouched down like that. It's like, is there something to this? Is there more than any of us know?
I'm just waiting for you to break into the Bigfoot episode, Matt.
Oh, we'll do a Bigfoot episode, I promise. We will do a Bigfoot
episode. Just like do sightings around Illinois.
They're way more than what you think.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. In Illinois, way more than what you think. Because, plus we got this eclipse coming up.
Oh, you don't have to tell me.
This won't be released before the eclipse, though. It'll be released after. So,
yeah.
If you're hearing this, is might be on some crazy wave band radio that you got, because we've all perished.
Gotta hope not. It's basically coming right over me, and like everybody's coming this way to watch it. Like if you try to get a hotel room around Dallas,
no, Texas, there's no way. Yeah, no,
800 bucks for a shitty room.
Yeah,
yeah. So
800 bucks for a room we haven't cleaned in 4 years, and 1,000 people stayed in it. It's gonna be some brown hairs and some spots on your sheets.
Oh, well, let's not even go into that. Yeah, let's not even go there.
No, Carbondale. I heard there's supposed to be like something like 80,000 people pulling into Carbondale, which is already a college town. So it's, I don't know where you're going to rent a room. I don't know what you're going to do, but it's going to be insane.
On Monday, I plan on going nowhere.
That's honestly, yeah.
Monday, actually, you know, in all honesty, Monday, I'll probably be editing this podcast down, uploading it. And I'll probably just miss the clips. I'll watch a rerun later. So
I'll see it somehow. And everybody's talking about, it's the end of the world. It's like, I've seen three of these eclipses in my lifetime that I remember.
Yeah.
It's probably not the end of the world.
Let's call it. When was the last? It was just
end of 10 last years year. Ago?
No, here it was like the end of last year.
No, they have one there then.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, apparently, if you look at some websites or some YouTube channels, Aleister Crowley talked about the eclipse that was going to happen in Southern Illinois, because he talked about like Little Egypt, and you know, you got the Garden of the Gods there.
Yeah.
It's hopefully it's all bullshit. If it's not
like end of the world. Dead, most likely,
yeah. Yeah. That's what you say.
I'm looking this shit up right now, Matt.
So we got Bigfoot, end of the world stuff, and then I haven't even started my story. But this was one of those stories that I had that was just like, I had just written down things that I wanted to cover, and then I couldn't cover what I wanted to, so I did this one. So well, did you come up with anything? Are you seeing anything like I was told that was on there?
Currently I'm on the Wikipedia page. I just typed in Aleister Crowley eclipse. I'll let you know.
Okay. All right.
If I interrupt you, it'll be because I found something.
Interrupt me anytime you want, because the initial part of this is pretty boring. I'm just going to be honest.
Really?
Because I'm doing the Mary Celeste. If anybody doesn't know what that is, it was a ship with so many mysteries behind it. But in May 18th of 1861, the merchant ship, the Amazon, took off from Spencer's Island in present-day Nova Scotia.
Right? Nova Scotia. That's really close to Oak Island, right?
Yep. Okay. No, we're going to go there.
Okay. Found it.
Did you find it?
I found something. Say?
What's it say?
I'm on dazeddigital.com. Oh shit, I'm sorry. I just typed in eclipse, and it says it's a large hadron collider. So that's not it.
Will it summon a demon during the solar eclipse? Howard the Duck will take care of it. Actually, I heard they're going to remake that. They're going to make another Howard the Duck, which
okay.
I don't know if I'm going to be a fan of. But okay, back to the story. Okay. So, that boring part about this ship called the Amazon taking off is a thing, and it was about, and I wrote this down just for me. This was just to make me happy. It was 99.3 feet long. Okay, but when this shit gets wrecked, because you know it's not named Amazon, right?
Right.
So it was 103 when they rebuilt it. It was 22.5 feet for the beam, 25.7 when they rebuilt it. It was 11.7. Depth, 16.2 when they rebuilt it. One deck on the first one, two decks on the second.
So
they had to do that for myself because I was so fucking bored. I was just looking into everything.
They wanted to make it bigger, something better. Rebuild it.
We can make it bigger.
We can make it stronger.
And it said it was made from a variety of wood. Spruce, beech, perch, pine. So it was just like basically scrapped together with whatever they had later laying around.
But if this was a guitar, that sounds like a cheap piece of shit, but okay.
Well, yeah, but later when it was rebuilt, it said it had a solid mahogany body with a maple neck and ebony fretboard. But that was from a different episode.
Okay.
You jumped on that shit as fast as I did when I wrote that stuff down.
That's immediately what I thought. I was like, okay. Ooh, no, nah, like, fine.
It's like, what kind of pile of shit guitar am I getting?
Yeah.
It's all glued together with this shit wood. It's going to sound like crap. I'm
going to get splinters.
So from the beginning of this ship, it's not even the Mary Celeste yet, which, by the way, it's bad luck to rename a ship, but okay. It said it was a pain in the ass to even get it going. Like, it was like sitting on the dock or whatever, like trying to launch it into the ocean, the sea, and it just didn't want to go.
Okay, it was like, fuck y'all, I'm staying right here.
Yeah, this is before.
We done.
I don't care how many bottles of wine you break on my ass, I ain't taking off.
I'm not in the mood. Not today, Charles. Got a headache.
But then on the first voyage to go out, the captain gets sick with pneumonia. And they're like, do we need to turn back? He's like, no, keep going. Well, they get a little farther, but then they have to come back because he is super fucking sick. So they have to come back to port, and he dies from pneumonia. Mm-hmm. Or since the 1800s. I mean, people today die of pneumonia. I mean, what are you going to do in the 1800s? How are you going to save anybody?
You're going to die. That's what you're going to do in the 1800s.
So this ship did sail for a few years, but it took a bit of damage and often... It's just like this ship just got the shit beat up.
I'm trying to take this into because I just started out with the whole not tonight thing, and I'm just taking this into like a sexual perspective. And it did okay for a few years, but it took some damage. And
it's like a tomato can fucking boxing guy. Okay. That's what it was. It was like, well, you'll make a couple $100. Just go down on the fourth. Just go get the shit beat out of you for a minute. Take a dive. In 1867, it ran aground in Glace Bay, Nova Scotia. It was fucked up enough that the investors couldn't afford. They couldn't no longer see any reason to put any money into it.
So they're just like, fuck this. Yeah.
Yeah, it just sat there. But maritime law being what it is, if there's an abandoned boat just out in the ocean, you can take it.
Yeah.
So a man named Alexander McBean took ownership of it. Then he passed it on to John Howard Beatty, who sold it to an American, Richard Haynes.
Took it was a free cheaper. Boat and get some money.
Give me a minute. It was cheaper to take an old boat and remake it than what it was to build a brand new boat, right?
I would assume so.
So the whole bottom was destroyed. Make a new one. And they made it bigger. Sure. So because you want more room on it. You're wanting to get your profits back quicker, so you'll make it a little bit bigger than what it was.
Right.
So the boat is fixed up now. Was it Haynes? Haynes got it fixed up. It's better than new even. It was immediately seized by Haynes creditors because it wasn't making payments on its loans.
Damn it, I just got this thing running again.
You want to talk about a cursed boat? Yeah, we're on it, like it right now. As far as financial, it's like, it's, okay, it went out the first time. Captain died of pneumonia. Then it went out and just had damage in there. Just run constantly. Aground. And then it ran aground. Yeah. Oh, she was sold to a New York shipping company and put her in her charge of Captain Benjamin Spooner Briggs, who was a full-time sailor for over 18 years.
So he knows what he's doing. Right. Better.
Yep. 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 And this dude was known as a responsible, reliable, very religious man. And he knew what he was doing. He had never. But the thing is, he had a good crew, but he had never captained the ship before. He had never been on this ship before.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So on November 7th, 1872, the Mary set off loaded with 1,700 barrels of industrial alcohol. That sounds safe.
Yeah.
They left New York, headed
for Geneva. When you say industrial alcohol, are we talking like for...
Not you? Drinking.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah, not for drinking. It's, well, I mean, you probably
get glass for burning it. Boats.
No. No, that doesn't happen either. Okay. So they headed to Geneva, Italy. And Benjamin took his wife, Sarah, his daughter, Sophia, and a crew of seven men that he trusted. So that's it. He had another son that was a little bit older, but he was in school, so he stayed behind with his grandparents.
Just in case the family died so that the name would live on, right?
I don't think that was the thing, but I think it was more than... It's a good, probably a good thing looking for that bastard. He's still...
Yeah. Hindsight bastard is now. 2020. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, December 4th, a Canadian... I don't know what they call these boats. Brigantine? A brigantine?
Brigantine?
This is like brigantine boat? Called the Grataia? Grataia? The Grataia? De Grataia? I don't know. I read it. I didn't.
Brigantine.
Brigantine. Sorry.
A two-masted sailing vessel with fully square rigged foremast. And at least two sail on the main mast. Yeah.
Grataia? It's Grataia.
Gratia?
Gratia?
Depends on where you're at. The TIA. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Anyway, this ship is like spotted.
The Brigantine, that would be like the Goonies ship, right?
Okay, so it would be One-Eyed Willie's boat. Yeah, I thought it would have been smaller than that, but it would have been about that size then.
About that size, yeah.
Okay. So they spotted the Mary about 400 miles east of the Azores Islands, which is about halfway. It's about halfway from the Azores Islands to Portugal. So it was just right in there floating. And they were like sending signals to this boat because it seemed to be sailing erratically. Yeah. Like it was just floating around. Like they didn't. Like some of the sails weren't up when they're supposed to be up, and some of it wasn't. So they,
so it's they approached like this, out there adrift.
Yeah, yeah. So they approached the boat, and here's where it gets weird.
Okay.
They board up beside it. They send some men on. Okay, only 9 barrels of the alcohol were empty of the whatever I said before.
Okay.
1,700 barrels. So 1,700. Did they go through them and look at all of them and they found out only 9? Sure they did. Anyway, yeah. Only 9 barrels were empty. But those barrels were made from red oak and not white oak, which said that they seeped easier.
Okay.
It was like, so maybe they were more porous. That was maybe a porous wood.
Porous wood, yeah.
Yeah. So they, okay. This, when they get on this boat, which is crazy, the ship had 6 months of food and water still on board. The lifeboat was missing. And so was the compass and register and a couple other sailing things I know nothing about. They were navigational instruments.
All right.
They found a sheathed sword underneath the bed, and the sails were damaged along with some of the ropes, but nothing too bad. It wasn't like there was any reason to abandon the ship. It was like there was some of this and that. But okay. There was like no reason to abandon this ship. Like if you were an experienced sailor, you would have pulled this into port and been fine. You'd have cruised on in. But okay. Nobody's aboard.
Okay.
The last log was dated 10 days before they found the ship, and it said they were 6 miles off of Santa Maria. Which was another one of those islands. So they had floated however many miles. So the De Grotta, I think they're right.
There's no one on board.
No one. Nope. Nothing. There's zero things on board. Nothing looks amiss. There's nothing out of place.
Except for the barrels that are empty.
Yep, that was it. The 9 barrels, but they explained that as being made from the red oak instead of white. So yeah, nothing's missing, nothing's gone.
And we're talking industrial. Like, alcohol.
Yes, you're not gonna. I mean, I guess you could drink it. You'd probably get drunk.
I wouldn't think that, but you'd probably
die.
Yeah, I would think so too.
You certainly wouldn't want to light a cigarette after you had a shot of it. I wouldn't think, or you'd just spontaneously combust or whatever, some shit like that.
Yeah.
So the De Grotta. I think I said it right.
You did.
Okay. The crew brought the ship. So it's like maritime law. It's like if you find a vessel floating out there, nobody's on it, you can take claim to it as long as you bring it back to where it goes. And okay. So they brought it back to Gibraltar, which was about 800 miles away. So they did. It went through the lawsuit or it went through the court system and everything like that, but they couldn't prove that these men on this boat did anything other than just bring that boat back.
Okay.
So they got paid for it. But since there were so many questions, they only got 1/6 the amount.
Because they're like, hey, we're not sure if you actually maybe murdered these people and then just took the stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. So. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, like, it made me, like, interested in the story because it was just like, you know what? Ghost ship. Dude, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
What about a ghost ship?
I have a theory.
Just have it.
Okay. So you're saying that there's these, how many barrels? 8, 9 barrels?
Oh, 9 barrels went bad or were empty, but okay, there were 1,700.
If you have 9 barrels, and let's say these barrels seep out, and this is industrial alcohol. Okay.
Yep.
It's an impure form of ethanol used in industry, usually as a solvent, not suitable for human consumption.
Yep.
And I just looked it up. It says, to avoid unauthorized consumption, an industrial alcohol usually is got some sort of noxious substance added to it to make it undrinkable. Now, what if these barrels seeped out all over the floor and the spell is so bad, they're all like fucking passing out. And so they abandoned ship.
Very possible because there was only one like boat on the side for anybody to leave with. And it wasn't there. So it could have been like the smell coming through that they thought, oh shit, this thing's going to blow up. We got to go. So we got to get to this boat, the lifeboat on the side, because we're only this far away. And they took like the navigational things, right? Yeah.
Right.
So it could have been. I mean, that's more plausible than a lot of the things that come up.
And you wouldn't, if this is like 9 or 10 days later, past that last entry log, all that would have evaporated since it's alcohol.
Yes. So and also, you're on the ocean and if you're in a, like a lifeboat paddling away, for how many days could you still see that boat? It's still there, guys. It's got a lot of food and water on it.
Yeah.
And we're getting hungry. I still see that
boat. Maybe that was their plan, was to like sail, you know, get out, and then they got carried away.
But there was also a thing where they would, when the guys from the De Grotta got on board, there were like ways to measure like how much water was in the hold. They would like ting these things up against this metal rod that ran down, and professional motherfuckers, dude, could tell by the sound of it that there was like 3 foot of water in the bottom of it, and then like a little bit of water on the other two levels, but it wasn't. It was kind of like they'd went through a storm and it came down and it would have drained out.
Yeah.
But the deal wasn't in there. There was like a metal rod that wasn't in there. It had been pulled out and laying on the ground. So they put it back in, dinged on, and they thought, well, yeah, we could take this boat.
Okay.
So that's basically where we're stuck. That the fact that this boat, completely empty, completely seaworthy, 6 months of food and water on it, but no passengers, and a dude with his wife, a 2-year-old child, and 7
crew members.
Other people.
Yeah.
Just gone.
That's fucked up. Yeah. That's my guess. I that's my theory.
See, that's not bad. It's way better than some of the theories that other people had. Pirates? No. That's out. That's fucking out immediately.
I was going to say, they would have taken the boat.
Well, they would have taken the boat. If they didn't take the boat, they sure as a fuck would have taken 6 months worth of food and water.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that shit would have been in shambles if they didn't take the boat, too. It was just pirates didn't get to it yet. Okay. So the crew did it. Some of it was like, they got drunk on the alcohol that was down there. So, well, they got drunk on the alcohol that was down there, they'd be dead. So, no, that didn't happen. I mean, the crew could have done it, but why wouldn't they take the boat? Why wouldn't they take the food?
Or the boat?
Or why would they just leave the boat afloat? They're not going to make any kind of profit with this.
If it was a mutiny situation, you would have thought that they would have been like, well, you know, he went crazy, so we threw him overboard, and here's your stuff. We want to get paid.
Or just pretend like he was never the captain in the first place. Or he died, and we had to throw him overboard. Oh, his wife died too, along with their daughter, or whatever. You know,
yeah,
that's that. I'm pretty sure that's how that shit goes at sea.
Like I say, that's a pretty commonplace thing back in the day. They fell overboard.
So
weird.
The panic departure was the other thing that I had wrote down, but you already covered it because I do. Of all these things, that is the most believable to me.
That's the one that makes the most sense to in my mind.
Like those barrels started leaking and they could smell it and thought, oh, fuck, you know, this thing could go up in a second and we got to get away from it. But also, once again, how many miles do you got to be away from one before you can still see it just floating and everything's fine? Right. And if you're just in a rowboat, how long is it going to take you to get miles? You're like, okay, we don't have any food anymore. We don't have any water, and we're still rowing, and that thing's still floating, and it seems good.
Yeah.
So yeah, once again, when they drug it in, the amount of water in it wasn't even alarming. They said it wasn't even close. They were like, no man that was like experienced at sea would have abandoned this boat in this shape. If it wasn't for something else.
Yeah.
Okay. So the other thing was a sea quake, which is what they said would have caused the shaking to make those barrels break.
But like why a just sea the, quake? Why just the one barrels that were made from the one kind of wood?
Well, that's the thing. See, I don't think it had anything to do with shaking. I think it had to do with the wood that they used. I think the white oak like held it in, the red oak seeped it out because it was more porous wood, so it didn't hold as well.
Okay.
Which is probably why there was only 9 of them out of the 1,700, whatever. You know, So yeah, the fumes. So that's the other thing. The last thing, which to me is more believable than the pirates.
Yeah.
Is the UFOs or Krakens took them. So
Krakens. Kraken.
Bring out the Kraken.
This makes me think of Clash of the Titans, the original.
Yeah. It was like either UFOs came and took them or a Kraken. Yeah. Or Kraken took them down. This is like, okay, that's funny to laugh at, but that's more believable than pirates, because you would have never found that boat if pirates took it.
Yep. If they didn't, they didn't steal it, they would have burned it. Yep.
Well, no, they would have. If they would have found out that alcohol was on there and what it could do, they'd have taken everything, especially that food. Yep. That whatever happened on that boat had to be so fucked up. And I can only imagine it could have been like a father being scared to death of his daughter and his wife dying, that he was just like, I smell that. That could be bad. Let's get in this rowboat, get off of here. We're not far. We can make it with this much food, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you didn't. Huh. And then I had read some places where they said there was... The only reason why I didn't, I guess I'll include it now, but the only reason why I didn't put it in the story, because I think it's bullshit. They said that there was like food that was set out on the table that was still like fresh when this other boat came across it.
Like they had just been there and then they weren't there anymore.
Yeah.
It magically disappeared. Poof.
Yeah. Like there was food set out and it wasn't touched and nothing was in disarray.
Yeah.
But I don't buy that for a second. I think this had to be something where that captain was panicked about something. And I don't know what it was, but it wasn't pirates, because why would you leave a... Okay, well, if it's got alcohol in the bottom and you see a ship coming at you and you know that shit's explosive and they're going to hit you with something, yeah, you could go up in flames.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would get the fuck out, but also they would have taken that shit.
Yeah.
And they didn't. Plus, if you did smell the scent of that and think, well, maybe it could go up in flames over this or that, you might want to get out. But I don't
might want to get out, man. I mean, I think if you can smell that and you know it's all, the whole ship is filled with that stuff. You're like,
there's a lot. Shit,
we gotta get going. Yeah, it's time to go.
There's a lot of it down there.
Yeah,
I think that's more believable than UFOs. Or the Kraken, or pirates. I don't think pirates for one second. There is not an ounce of my soul that thinks pirates did this, because they weren't doing their pirate duty, because they didn't steal shit.
You said
like duty. Nothing was gone.
You said I did duty.
Pirate duty, which is
had to get one in there for Lindy. Yeah,
which is more dirty than normal duty, I feel.
Yes, yes.
But yeah,
I feel that it's rated R.
Is it? You know what a pirate's...
Oh, shit. We going there?
You know what a pirate's favorite fast food restaurant is?
Oh, yeah.
Arby's.
Arby's.
Okay. All right. That's enough of that bullshit.
Yeah.
But no, this one was shorter because, like I said, I wasn't going to do the one that I had planned to do because my sister couldn't be here. And I promise you, it's going to be way more funny if she is.
Your sister's hilarious. Yeah. I did find a couple of small little write-ups on the solar eclipse and something to do with this is on dazeddigital.com.
All right, let's hear it.
Dark wizards or ancient religions. It also
says you know all those
reptilian elites. Depending on which online conspiracy theorist you ask. Many believe that these are the same thing, sharing lengthy posts that expose how everything is interconnected. The world is coming to an end, and now is the time to start panicking. Conveniently, this is also a pretty good for engagement on TikTok and X, formerly Twitter, where drama equals views, and views equal cash. And what will happen if the world doesn't fall into the clutches of a satanic spacefaring deep state demon on April 8th? Well, chances are...
Oh, my goodness. Of course it's going to...
chances are that the conspiracy theories will swiftly memory hold and the doomsayers will move on to a different wacky idea. Like China nuking the moon, maybe. Or bringing back Mexican aliens. Where'd they go?
Mexican aliens?
Yeah.
What? What?
Yeah, I don't know, man. This is straight from the dazeddigital.com. So
I was going to say, if it wasn't for me and Zach's green screens, we'd look like reptilians to you, because that's...
I think with the green screens...
We know what's happening.
Look more...
We know what's happening. Yeah, go watch the eclipse tomorrow, please.
Actually, the eclipse will be over when everybody gets this, but... If we're still alive and the Mexican aliens haven't killed us all, then hey, congratulations.
I think we're doing okay.
Yeah.
So once again, I apologize, but I have a list of things that I wrote down in a notebook that I always write like all my notes in. I got this that I want to do, and this that I want to do, and this that I want to do.
That brings up a good point, Matt. If there's something that you would like us to cover, you know,
please do. Please send it.
You can send us an email at hmfppod@gmail.com. Once again, hmfppod@gmail.com. Or there's also
get on Spotify and you could just tell us.
Yeah, you just pull out your phone, just go send, and it's right there on the Fancy Pants podcast page on Spotify. So.
But I gotta be honest, when I heard Ghost Ship, I thought, oh, that's cool. That sounds badass.
You got fucking Ben Franklin,
I just wrote it down. Started researching. I was telling my wife last night, I was like, fuck, this episode sucks.
That's what I thought.
I chose a bad one.
You chose unwisely.
It was like, yeah, what happened, but how are you going to make a story out of that? It ain't 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
Because we found it and there was nobody on it and this is how it went. So you had to go back and say, well, it was a Canadian ship and then it was sold in New York. It's fucking fixed it.
Yeah.
It's like nobody gives a fuck.
You're preaching to the choir, Matt. 14 pages on an almanac beef. So, yeah.
I laughed at that one. I'm angry at myself on this one.
Yeah. You'll get over it.
But, hey, man, we're discovering it together.
That's right. Let's just keep driving, pal.
I know about a lot of the serial killers that Lindy does, but I don't know about all these stories. I've only heard of it. It's like, oh, did you hear this? Yeah, oh, I've heard of that. I don't know what the fuck it means.
Then you go look.
So then you start getting into it. You're already buckled in. You're like, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then you get so far into it, you're like,
fuck, it's too late.
Bitch.
Yeah, you're like, it's like, shit, we're gonna do this, aren't we? All right, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got through so many things and I was just like, I'm not writing down all this shit. Because no one fucking cares what happened to this ship. What happened to it afterwards? Nobody gives a rat's ass because that ship just kept... They did end up keeping that ship. It was repaired and it did keep sailing. And some fucking asshole ran it aground on purpose to try to get tax money or try to get like the insurance money out of it. And then they were like, oh, bullshit. No, we ain't getting nothing out of this. So this thing was a disaster from start to finish.
Wow.
It's like the asshole that bought it. He was like, oh, I don't care if anybody died. I don't give a shit. I'm just going to fucking rape somebody anyway on money. Ran it aground. They're like, what kind of fucking idiot would have done that? Wow. He took to a court of law, and even the judge was like, no, you sir, you're so fucking stupid. You're not getting any money for this. It's like nobody would have done that.
Oh, shit.
What you learn to drive in Chicago?
Or Nashville.
Well, Nashville's pretty
bad. Yeah, or Dallas.
The problem with Nashville is the roads are inadequate for as big as the city is. That's the problem.
Yeah. Dallas is getting there.
You have plenty of lanes, but so many people
to see Lindsay's beautiful face. She's not feeling that great this week.
So Lindy
will be back next week, and
hopefully she's feeling better. She's no sense of going into it, but yeah, she's not feeling good today. And she said she was bound to the bed. Well, not in control of her own body.
Let's just leave it at that.
She wasn't feeling great, so.
Yeah. Feel better, Lindy. Let's fucking wrap it up.
Yeah, because, once again, fuck it. No, there's nothing to apologize. That's the fucking story.
Yeah.
This, I mean, you go look it
you're
up.
You're not Canadian, you'll find you nothing more. Sorry, eh? You're good.
Sorry about that.
Shut was up, you big
sorry about that. Sorry, boot lot.
Sorry, boot lot. Hosers. Let's go to all Horton's right. And get a donut.
Shove off, hoser. I'm Spar.
I'm Zach.
See you next Tuesday.
Later.
Later.
I like it.
They're coming to get you.
By the power of Christ.
This is
me.
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
What's my line, Zach? What's my line?